Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about A Little Princess by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Sophie, you read this one recently too, right?
I did, and honestly, I didn't expect to be this moved. It's a children's book, but it's got this deep philosophy about dignity and imagination that just hit me.
Totally. I mean, the setup is so familiar. Rich girl named Sarah Crewe goes to a boarding school, and her dad spoils her rotten. But then her dad dies, and she's left penniless. The headmistress, Miss Minchin, turns her into a servant.
Right.
And that's where the story really begins. Sarah's in this freezing attic, scrubbing floors, and she's starving. But she doesn't break. She keeps telling herself this story about being a princess.
That's the part that got me. She literally says, "If I'm a princess in rags and tatters, I could be a princess inside." It's easy to be a princess when you're dressed in gold, but it's a triumph when no one knows.
Exactly.
She's defining princess not by birth or wealth, but by how you treat people and how you hold yourself. That's a moral code, not a fantasy.
And she practices it. Even when she's got nothing, she shares her food with a beggar child. She teaches her friend Ermengarde in the attic. She treats Becky, the scullery maid, like an equal.
Yeah, that scene with the buns is so powerful. She finds a few coins, buys hot buns, and then gives half to a kid who's even hungrier. That's not charity from a rich girl. That's a starving girl sharing her last meal.
Makes you wonder what you'd do in that situation. Honestly, I'd probably hoard the buns.
Right? But that's what makes Sarah so extraordinary. She's not just enduring her suffering, she's actively choosing kindness. That's the core of the book's philosophy.
So, the way she survives is through her imagination. She tells herself she's a prisoner in the Bastille, and the attic becomes a fortress. The rat is a fellow prisoner.
And that's not escapism. It's a survival mechanism. She's taking control of her narrative. Miss Minchin can control her body, but she can't control her mind.
That's a powerful idea. Your inner story can protect you, even when everything else falls apart.
And then the magic happens. The Indian gentleman next door, Mr. Carisford, turns out to be her dad's old business partner. He's been looking for her, and he's the one who's been sending food and coal to her attic through a servant, Ram Dass.
So the magic is really just human kindness. The universe, or whatever you want to call it, responds to the kindness Sarah's been putting out into the world.
Exactly. And when she's restored to her fortune, she doesn't gloat. She faces Miss Minchin with this calm dignity that's more devastating than any revenge.
That's the thing. She never stopped being a princess, even when she was in rags. And that's the takeaway for me. Your identity isn't about your circumstances. It's about your choices.
And that's a comforting thought. It means we all have that power. We can choose to be kind, to be generous, to hold on to our dignity no matter what.
For sure. I'm taking that with me. The story we tell ourselves about who we are shapes how we face the world.
And if you want to explore more stories like this, you should check out the whole library over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. But really, the essence of A Little Princess is that true nobility is a matter of conduct, not birth. So, we'll see you in the next one.